I want to cover a couple more basic topics in therapy before we get into new directions. And actually, I want to start out with Dr. Quinn with the paper I asked you to discuss, the double-blind adjuvant trial of CG250. If you could just briefly talk about what they presented there at ASCO and what you think it meant.
So this was girentuximab, which you wouldn't have guessed from the presentation because it didn't get mentioned at all, and we got the non-generic name. Anyway, the ERISA trial is a very interesting trial because it looked at giving an antibody directed at G250, which is a hypoxia-derived molecule, in the adjuvant setting compared to placebo in patients with poor-risk renal cell cancer that had surgery. Now, the particular antibody that was produced was designed and in the lab produced antibody-dependent cytotoxicity. So this is a little different to some other antibodies that we've seen, but it's actually meant to kill cancer cells and also set off some sort of immune reaction and a bystander effect. So in this study, they accrued and randomized 1:1 to getting either placebo, which would be the standard and being observed with scans, etc., to a loading dose of this antibody in week one, and then 23 subsequent injections of the antibody given over basically 6 months and then observation. And there are some interesting notes from this study. The event design was driven by disease-free survival and also overall survival. And in order for them to get their overall survival criteria, they had to follow the patients for a long time. And so a lot of the events have not fallen, for example, through 50%. We're not past the median. And so from that perspective, when we're designing these adjuvant trials, we may have to wait longer than we had anticipated previously or estimated. The issue with this particular agent, which is directed to carbonic anhydrase 9, and we discussed this earlier as an interesting potential marker of outcome, it's a hypoxia marker. It proved not to pan out with interleukin-2 and is not proven to be a predictor of response to some of the VEGF-targeted therapies when we've looked at it in tissue retrospectively. But it's certainly overexpressed as a marker of hypoxia in renal clear cell carcinoma. Now, these data were presented at ASCO by Dr. Belderin. There were no particular toxicity issues. It was relatively well tolerated, and all of the toxicities were less than grade 1 or 2. If we look at the cohorts overall, there was no significant difference for disease-free survival nor for overall survival with the agent. So it did not meet its primary endpoint. But what was interesting is some post-hoc analysis. And post-hoc analysis is always interesting because it'll get you onto the podium at ASCO, but also generates other things. Now, if we go back to the UCLA data, looking at carbonic anhydrase published when I was at school in 2003, and while Dr. Figlin was still at UCLA, high carbonic anhydrase in localized renal cell cancer was not predictive of survival or outcome. But in metastatic disease, it did actually make a significant difference. And there was some suggestion at that time that it might have predicted a response to high-dose interleukin-2. As I said, that didn't pan out. Within this study where we had a directed therapy, patients that had a higher carbonic anhydrase score by immunohistochemistry did better both for disease-free survival and overall survival. So it does seem that there's some predictive effect of the expression. But in order for us to move forward with this, we would have to do another study and stratify for that and actually do a biomarker-driven study in the patients that have a higher carbonic anhydrase score. And I'm not sure whether there's resources for that. So this is biologically interesting. I think that it indicates that carbonic anhydrase 9 is some sort of target in renal cell. And there are some follow-up studies to be done with this antibody, but also some other immunodirected therapies. There's a phase 1 study trying to induce a cellular-based type immunological reaction similar to syphilis LT and prostate cancer to renal cell that's running at UCLA at the moment, just in phase 1. And the other issue is, in adjuvant studies, we've got to follow these patients for a long time because we can't just estimate from cohorts, even really good ones like the UCLA cohort use for their system, what's going to happen. The patients in this study, their disease-free survival and overall survival was 50% more than they estimated originally.